Welcome to Drunk on Comics, episode number 187. Derek here with Tony and Linz in the studio. This week we went over a whole bunch of stuff. We reviewed Mirror number 1 from Image.
We talked about the wonderful toys of our childhood.
We also went on the same tangent around this time of Super Bowl hero teams. Did I call it something else earlier or different in the podcast?
No, it sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did that.
Let's just go. That's
X-Files.
Good. Yeah.
And all this other stuff.
And giggles. And but giggles. Not from me this time.
Yeah, we also witnessed Tony's slow descent into madness. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Drunk on Comics, episode number 187. Tony loses his shit.
And I'm so happy that this little thing that has a little blinking light, which I guess...
Is it going to distract you the whole time?
Maybe.
The attention span of a goddamn gnat.
Should we put some electrical tape over it?
I can just cover it with a post-it note if it'll make you feel better.
You know, like when your check engine light comes on in your car and you just put something over it so you don't have to look at it?
Yeah, that distracts the shit out of me because I haven't put anything over it yet, but I keep looking at it like...
Maybe you should check your engine.
I wonder
they don't come on for their own...
Sometimes they do, I think.
Honda's do after 10,000 miles, the maintenance required thing pops on. You just have to press like two buttons to turn it off.
Yeah, I can't figure out how to freaking reset the... It shows for like oil. I just got an oil change actually, so that was
okay,
good.
Okay, so you have to press the brake in.
Don't you have to like turn it off,
Turn it on, turn the thing, sacrifice a goat to a ball, and then pray to the Honda gods for 35 seconds.
See, the people, when I got my oil changed, they just asked me if I needed to reset. And I said no, because
Did you change your own oil, Tony? Or
fuck no, I am not a mechanic. I am a nerd.
Tony, it's like
nerds
the easiest.
Can be mechanically inclined.
No, but there's, I mean...
They're called engineers.
Yeah.
When you have,
They're nerdy.
Yeah. But you got to look at, like, the Venn diagrams of, like, people, like... I am, like, sports nerd, where people could be nerd, like, mechanic, or there could be just full-blown mechanic. I can't know everything, people.
Does it make me, like, the daywalker, because I know sports, mechanical things, and comic books, but actually can function in society?
Fuck, and you also know beer.
I do.
Trying to think what you don't know that I
don't
know.
I don't know sports.
Do you know random trivia?
No, I fucking kill at trivia.
He was the one that was just telling us about Powerade and Gatorade.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Who the fuck knows that except Derek?
Oh, yeah. I am a master of bullshit trivia. Like, Trivial Pursuit is my
totally
bitch lover.
What about music?
Really good at that, too.
Trivia. He's just got a vault brain.
Yeah, I do. I have the dumbest brain. Like, I can't remember
important
things.
Well, yeah, there are smart people that there, so you can be... You're like my brother, because he's also...
Your brother and I get along very well because we're both...
Renaissance men.
I don't know a lot about Renaissance fairs, I guess. That's a weakness. Yeah. I know
so
about
history.
The Renaissance. No, I know history.
Oh.
I know a lot about history. I watched a lot of History Channel back before it got stupid and started showing, like, Moonshiners marathons.
I want to go down this tangent, but since you said Renaissance, and this is our show to say and do whatever we want, I do have to do a little promotion /
oh god,
someone reach out to us if you know Running Renaissances, or if you're in the West Michigan area where you'd like to help out with the West Michigan Renaissance Festival at Riverside Park, August 6th and 7th from 11 to 7. That is well more than 6 months in advance. That's actually by Greco-Roman calendar.
Greco-Roman? Are you upper body only king calendar?
I don't know. What is it called? Isn't it something Greek... Something Greco-Roman?
I think it's just Roman.
Okay.
I think
Greco-Roman wrestling is like upper body fighting.
See, again, balls. It's in
Greco-Roman
there.
Calendar is my new favorite thing. No, it sounded awesome.
The top half of the calendar is just beefy.
The top half of the calendar is beefy, but the second half of the month is just, no, you just don't use it.
Anyway.
On Facebook, look that up, West Michigan Renaissance Festival, if you are around the Grand Rapids, West Michigan area. Looking for some help. In fact, I think I'm going to actually talk about us getting free tickets and promoting, because that'd be something nerdy fun to do.
Oh,
so,
I love Ren.
Can I get a Drunk on Comics like suit of armor?
Yes.
Yes.
I will help you.
If you buy it, we can make it.
We can paper mache it.
I'm totally down for that.
We could like carve out some like foam or something and paint it?
Yeah, oh my gosh. I know how to do like, I've cosplayed, so I know how to do that
okay.
stuff.
Okay, so guess what? We are going to make an appearance here, even though I was just trying to help out a friend.
I'm really excited for some Drunkhead Comics.
But anyone, right, even if you don't live around, it would be helpful.
Damn it, Tony.
I forgot to turn that off.
Fuck you, Tony.
That was not one of his planned ones either.
I never planned them.
Oh.
Oh, speak of the devil, my brother. That was him, but I'll call him back later. But anyways, yes. So if you can help us out, get a hold of us or get a hold of them, because now we're going to start helping plan this too.
Yes.
So
I would assume they need just all kinds.
They need probably people, performers, wenches, volunteers. Right. You know, if you can hand out haunches of meat, I'm sure you're welcome. Mm.
So Jen, you're welcome now that we've promoted this for you. That was kind of a random side tangent. I want to go back to your sponge brain.
Okay.
But I want to try to figure out something that you don't understand. Do you know phones?
I sold phones for 4 years.
Can
Fuck
you, do,
you, dude!
Are you? Can you write code? Are you?
Yes and no. Okay. I can do like SQL and HTML. SQL? I'm not good on Java. Yeah. SQL. Sorry. Sorry, I took that class online. I just typed things into a database.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a beast at Excel.
I can do some things in Excel. There's things I would have to pick your brain at, though. Yeah. Access, I can do.
Yeah, oh, I see, yeah.
Databasing, I can handle. Right. Excel, I get kind of confused on some equations.
Vaginas, are you knowledgeable of vaginas?
Yeah, you know, I thought about something I suck at, actually? Math, in general.
Which is crazy.
Probably not great considering my profession.
Yeah.
But that's something that I also suck at.
I'm good at math.
I could do math if there's a purpose for it, like... If you put everything in story problems, awesome. But if you just give numbers in front of my face, I'm like, this is fucking stupid. This is a waste of my damn time.
Derek has 5 cookies. Tony takes 2. What does Derek have left?
Sorrow and a fist in Tony's mouth.
I hated the ones where it's like a random 5 bananas plus 2 apples minus 4 oranges or something. Like, that doesn't make sense at all.
Well, you have to... They're just replacing... variables with
You're like fruit. X, Y, and Z with fruit. So you can have like 2 apples, like 2 A plus 3 bananas, 3 B. And I guess, what else did you say?
Oranges. But you wouldn't want to use O because that looks like a 0.
Yeah, there'd be like a C.
So C.
Citrus.
Yeah. Citrus,
C.
There we go.
This is the fucking weirdest conversation
in
a long time.
But those sort of things
fruit algebra.
Infuriated me. In fact, I'm feeling kind of joyous right now. I'm going to have my own little contest. For any listener out there that can tweet or email us, just get a hold of us somehow and tell me why I hate the word dung beetle. That's all I'm going to say.
That's words.
Dung beetle.
No, there's a certain reason why I'm infuriated by that. Just get a hold of us and I will send you a free flask because you need that. If you do know,
just remember, drunkoncomics@gmail.com would be our email address if you need to reach us for anything, even if it's not Tony's random contest about dung beetles.
If you just want to chat.
If you want to send us something, you can always look us up on Twitter as well.
At drunkoncomics.
We are twits. So.
Yes. Facebook, of course, yes.
The book face.
But we are Drunk on Comics, and we've already spent quite a big deal of not really comic. Well, we've talked about some nerdy shit. Let's get to a book review, shall we?
It's kind of renaissance-y. So
it is,
kind
a little
of
bit. So we all read Mirror number 1 this week. It is by Image, of course, and supposedly, well, not supposedly, it is, because it says right on the inside of the cover, but it's part of the Eight House universe.
Which, if you remember correctly, we reviewed from Under Mountains a couple months ago, I guess I would say now, which is also part of the Eight House. But they're doing like a whole spin-off thing and building this whole world with all these comics. But each are kind of their own self-contained stories, which is pretty cool because while you can have the same universe to understand how that applies, you can tell different things within that realm.
And you don't have to read the other book.
Exactly. Like you can jump into Mirror without having read From Under Mountains or the regular Eight House original series. And I think there's a couple other ones, too, that I can't think of off the top of my head.
They're going full-on fantasy world here.
Which is a pretty noble thing to try to pull.
I like that because like Valiant has their universe. Marvel has theirs. Image really doesn't.
Image has its kind of wide...
Nothing would really. I mean, those. It's just a publishing company, but that they kind of are trying to make their own little.
They're letting their creators
have a
like
overall,
with Saga. They're creating their own universe.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What else is going off from Saga?
Well, nothing. But
no, so that's a series. That's not a universe.
Still, well, yeah, see, like, no, Walking Dead has its own universe.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see Walking Dead characters in, like, having, even 8 House
having
stuff.
A publishing universe is kind of cool.
I get what you're saying.
Like, yes. that other people can write into freely as it is creator-owned, and then have the ability to add on to the story or tell their own story within this world, as long as they kind of maintain the fictional elements that apply in that.
Right. Well said.
Thank you.
So this is by Emma Rios and Hui Lim.
Hui.
It doesn't say who the writer and who the artist is, though, but I'm going to go with writer first, artist second.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So the first thing I want to talk about is the art in this, which is very whimsical.
Very watercolory and pretty.
Which isn't the art in the other books the same watercolor basis? So they're
it's pretty similar.
No, not all of them.
No, but like From Under Mountains was very watercolory. It was a lot more drab because it was set in more of a desert climate. This seems more, I don't know.
Mountainous?
Mountainous.
PM was kind of more surreal, like real, like not surreal because that's not real. Whatever.
Realism?
It was more realistic-y.
Well, and I know the 8 House main title, like, all their characters looked really ambiguous. Like, you couldn't tell if they were male or female just by looking at them. And that's not the case in this, I don't think. You can definitely tell.
It's a lot more animalistic with characters.
Well, yes. So let's get into that. So the beginning of this story starts with a little boy and his dog, who is a dog at the beginning of this story. But very quickly, it turns into she's a dog person? Dog woman?
It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Through, I'm assuming, some sort of scientific experiment.
Yeah, that was the problem
with
this.
Well, scientific magic experiment. Magic.
Yeah, there you go.
It had like a science and magic element combined, because he's doing magic alchemy. And using a mic. Yes.
There we go.
Magic and microscopes.
Yes. So he ends up falling in love with his dog.
Which is a little weird.
It is a little weird, but she's beautiful. She's a dog. But she
dog
is,
person.
Yes, she is a dog person.
She's
so.
A real bitch.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Well, she is. I mean,
she technically is.
Yeah, she gets really pissed off at shit.
But so after they fall in love, they run away because they're not supposed to be together.
Well, yeah, animal bestiality is probably frowned upon even in fantasy realms.
Yes. Well, and I think that they were planning on using her for, like, military means. So having that interaction between the two just complicates things, because he's important to their...
He's like a fancy magician.
...realm, too. Yeah, I think he's supposed to take over, like, the head of the city or whatever.
No, I didn't get that. I just think that he's adept at it. I don't think he's not royalty. They talked about they adopted him and brought him in because it's going to seek their ends. But it doesn't, because it sounded like, I'm forgetting the names of everyone. Main head of house dude that brought him in, he was going on, like, he created the dog for him, the dog person for him.
Right.
So it seems like he's creating them, but then there's guardians. So there's some that are created, some that are more special that they found. Like, there's some shit going on here that really is boggling my mind.
Right.
And that they're humanish type animals. Cool, awesome, awesome friend that he made for him of a dog friend, but it's a girl dog friend. Almost like it's a dog girlfriend. And what is that? Are they going to do it?
Doggy style.
Yeah. That was the Tony joke.
But so they run away, but they both end up back.
Yeah, there's a lot of mystery of what happened exactly there. She's helping him out. There's a lot of things that, I don't know, weird.
It's, there's, the story is kind of hard to follow at this time. It's going to need to be fleshed out a little bit more.
Right.
Obviously, but they kind of draw you in with that first issue, like being like animals that are people.
No,
animals,
it's definitely a book that you need to read twice to then be like, oh, I get that. But it jumps around a lot of kind of a flashback here and there, not really knowing what's going on. But I am intrigued as fuck with the rat dude.
Oh, the rat girl?
Oh, I was just saying rat thing. Yeah. How do you know it's a girl?
Because he calls her a her somewhere in the book.
Oh. Yeah, Tony.
Well, you know the guardian, it's a guy because...
yes.
Rat girl was calling it a sir the whole time, but also that could have been for nobility because it's a guardian, which I don't understand what that is in this universe. However, it was kind of cool that it was saying how it's going to die.
Right.
But it will be reincarnated. But then he's like, even if I'm reincarnated, I'll probably forget this life. And there's more to the cat type Sphinx thing. I don't know. There's so much that they got released that you got to...
There's some sort of animal-human war going on.
So what where we're at is right in the middle. Well, that's not even right in the middle. Towards the fucking beginning of it, there's the bear, who's the guardian that you're talking about. And I'm thinking that he is what they use to help create all of these other...
Or they're experimenting on him to help create an army of people rats.
Yes. My guess is they consider animals more expendable. So they can just send them out, and if animals die in battle, who the hell cares? They're animals. But they can follow directions better, maybe?
The saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know. And then we have our little rat friend, who I think she... Well, I know she's a... She's not in a cage, so she is more of a servant type.
Well, despite all your rage...
There's still just a cat in a cage. A crazy-ass cat. With odd capitalization.
And then you have the Sphinx, which
they created the Minotaur as well.
Yes. The Sphinx, the one thing I want to say about the Sphinx is the text that they use, the speech that they use for her, I'm not sure. But it makes me, when you read it, I imagined this cat talking in like a very hissy voice because of the way they use the capital letters.
Yeah, but it seemed kind of like, I thought that it wanted, because it was in a cage, I thought it was almost like a bad guy person, but then realizing, no, it was the head of the house that was, had him captured in there. But then, like, he was pissed off. Well, I guess I don't want to really reveal what they do to the bear, but it was sad.
Yes, it was sad. But when you get further in, there's the confrontation between the main character, Ivan, I believe his name is.
Yes.
And the head of the... I can't remember.
Magical tower of things that I can't remember the name of whatsoever, but hey, whatever.
It's and you guys...
He's kind of a dick.
Just read this.
I know.
But it really is like... So Ivan is... He's fine with them creating these animal hybrids, but he doesn't like the way they're being used, and this other guy is totally like, well, you know what? They're animals. We're going to keep doing it forever and ever.
This is why we need to take notes and not drink so much so we can remember some names.
Yeah.
But we're given the gist. I mean,
which is fine. You don't want to give you guys, I mean, really, this is a book you have to read. It's so hard to explain.
Why wouldn't they just even read? Well, I mean, the art is great, but there's so much. There's stuff that needs to be explained still.
Yes. Yes.
Back page, though, is awesome. I love books that give, like, these little extras of the characters, but no, not even that secondary story. But it's showing the tower of where they're living in, and it gives away like the timeline of Ivan's kind of like escape, and then they get captured, and then what's going on here. And I really wish I knew more about Eight House. Like, I read Arclight 1, but with the other books going in it, I don't know, it is a world that needs to be explored.
Right.
I think the thing with the Eight House books, too, is the first issue's always been fairly ambiguous in all the ones I read, and they kind of want to drag you in to make you continue with it. And I'm sure at some point there's going to be some sort of crossover with a lot of it, if there hasn't already, because I'm way behind on most of these. But, hey.
Get with the time.
I know, bro.
So, long story short, you guys, everybody needs to pick this up and read it. Because we're doing a horrible job of explaining it.
Because it's really hard to explain.
But we all really liked it, and it is beautiful. It's
got some pretty watercolors.
Yeah, the art is amazing.
I do watercolors.
So check it out. Pick up all the other Eight House stuff, and then you guys can explain to us if they're all tied
together. Once again, drunkoncomics@gmail.com. Please tell us how Eight House works.
So, yeah, so Emma Rios and Hui Lim, get a hold of us and, you know.
Please tell us what's going on.
All right, so that's it for the book, you guys. So, do you guys remember Stretch Armstrong?
I do. I remember, actually, I have a Stretch Armstrong story as well. I got one for Christmas from my aunt because I really wanted one. And I opened the box and he was oozing out of, like, Stretch Armstrong got in a fight with Vacman and just
with
got.
What?
Vacman, his enemy that you used to vacuum and make him super, like, tough.
Oh,
remember?
Because he had the almost, like, phloam type inside him.
Yeah. I got a ghetto Stretch Armstrong, and he was had, like, slices on him, and he was just oozing his stretch blood, and I had to go return him, and they didn't have another one, so I never got a Stretch Armstrong as a child, because mine came from in the box defective.
Well, now you can experience Stretch Armstrong on Netflix. I don't know if that'll be
it's not gonna be the same.
Consolation to you, but apparently, in 2017, Netflix, partnered with Hasbro, is doing a Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters TV show.
That sounds terrible.
I know. I have no idea.
That is going to be a piece of shit. Like my Stretch Armstrong I got as a child.
I don't know if it's going to be animated or live action.
Please, I would love to see a live action Stretch Armstrong. Like, what are you going to do? Like, terrible dulcim effects from Street Fighter? Or, like, wiggly arms?
I would prefer it, definitely.
Just off note, I want everyone to know that Tony just got up out of his chair without fucking tripping over every single cord.
Yay!
So, golf claps. We'll see what happens when he comes back.
So, compounding on that, I got really fucking excited this week. Toys of my childhood are just in the news, but Teddy Ruxpin coming back, you guys. I'm so excited about Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh my god, you weren't kidding!
No, I don't even know if that could really even be heard.
If you guys can hear that, that's satanic Teddy Ruxpin that lives in Tony's basement.
Tony's Teddy Ruxpin is possessed, because apparently he still has one.
Well, he looks more stone. I need to fix his head so he actually, his mouth moves.
Or you could just get a new one when it comes out soon.
See, your Teddy Ruxpin's in a much better shape than mine, because my childhood Teddy Ruxpin got its top face ripped off. So all he had was the bottom, like, tongue flap that would flap at you while he was talking. It was the most, like, it was straight-up horror movie
shit. I love to
have
the robotic, just robotic Terminator-type face there.
Well, no, that was it. It was just the top, the nose got ripped off. You could see his face. All I had was flappy tongue Teddy Ruxpin just regaling me with tales of terror. Like, you could have put, like, scary stories to read in the dark, like, tape in him, and it would have been right. Because
here's the thing. I remember watching that show, and I have the Teddy Ruxpin still. Which, oh man, that, I mean, it was cool that it could read just stories and stuff, but this would give, oh my god, I'm going to give this to my nephew and give him nightmares.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck was the worm thing in it? Was it a caterpillar?
Grubby?
Was it a millipede?
I think he was a caterpillar? I don't know.
He was like a glowworm.
What was the show about, though? Because
Teddy
Ruxpin's
Adventures.
That's one of the few, you're not good at Teddy Ruxpin.
It was your friend Teddy Ruxpin. I remember the commercial. My friend Teddy Ruxpin.
No, but was there like a bad guy in it?
Oh, Jesus.
I can't really remember, but I know that there
was... You know what the bad guy was? Teddy Ruxpin without a fucking face. Scary. I just had to like hide him behind my light bright so I wouldn't have nightmares.
Oh,
it was like the original
goodness.
Furby, but it didn't do shit except for play the little
cassette
tapes
and
that you put
hair.
In it.
Yeah, and eat
and my hair got eaten
by Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin, yes.
That sounds really painful. Did your hair get caught in the gears that moved his mouth?
Yes.
You screamed as Teddy Ruxpin tried to eat you?
Yes.
Dude, I do want a new Teddy Ruxpin. If that fits updated to, like, somehow has a microchip to come, like, from the internet to it.
It's
going to
wake you up in the middle of the night and try to kill you, be like... You want a story?
No, you know what also was, like, what was kind of scary? Like, my brother had the My Pet Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Which we thought was... We played more with the shackles that it came with because we could break them and be like, oh, look at me, I'm super strong.
Did you ever have a creepy crawler set?
Yep, I still do. I have
one. Do you really?
Basement. Yeah.
You mean the Boys Easy Bake Oven?
Yep. Oh, yeah, okay. I was wondering if that's what
you're
talking about.
You ever put the creepy crawlers in and then forget about them and burn the fucking shit out of the creepy crawlers so it
smells?
Oh, my God.
It was the worst. You know what I also did one time was I burnt the shit up because I couldn't.
Well, they gave you that little ghetto flimsy-ass tray remover.
No. I remember. Okay, I now remember what happened. Because I think I beat up my brother or something, but didn't know, like, took out the tray or something. Somehow I got burnt. And I became a fucking Hulk, like, pissed off. Pretty sure it was my brother, but I don't know. I don't really feel like I ever beat up my brother just because I didn't like fighting him. I mean, I know I beat him up because I kicked your ass and you're not here to defend yourself, so there, but...
Eat it, bitch.
He's not going to hear that.
No, but I
burnt the shit out of myself on that. And
I think that was like a rite of passage with the creepy crawler set. You'd always touch the tray after when you're like getting your creepy crawlers out and just roast yourself.
Yeah, but those things were hot. I think, like, I know they still make creepy crawlers, but like it is totally tamed down. Of course, that's how everything is now with toys, is that choking hazard.
Classification of America. Remember Light Brights? Those little like choking hazard light things you plug in?
Oh, I love those things.
Yeah, it was sweet. You can make cool like art. But now if you gave that to a kid, they'd probably eat it and die.
Well, that's Darwinism.
Exactly.
Well, you remember...
I made it through a light, right? I made it through a creepy Teddy Ruxpin. I didn't go kill myself.
Right.
I'm so fucking pissed now that, like, Happy Meal toys are not very happy.
No, I haven't.
I mean, you can't really get anything cool nowadays. Trust me, I've tried. I still order Happy Meals
Every once in a while, they pop up with something interesting. But for the most part, they're all just shit.
No, like...
You remember back in the day when you got cool stuff? Like, they had, like, a Mario promotion for Mario Brothers 3, and you get all sorts of cool-ass Mario things?
Yes.
There's, like, Mario on a cloud, and...
No. Well, actually, I mean, yes, I do remember that, and there were so many... Because you would be pissed off if you got the thing that you already got,
mm-hmm.
But then sometimes if you would be able to... Ask them, because they always had all the toys there. It just they had a promotion.
Unless they had it like as a week, like each week they had a different one. Sometimes you get screwed and get stuck with like three jumping Marios.
No, that's what I was saying though, because I think they're told on either the day you got to give them all like a different thing each day or a different thing each week. And I think almost they do each day because I don't know how it worked.
Yeah.
But still, they had Lego sets at one point. That was fucking sweet. We got some sweet-ass Legos.
Remember they had teeny beanies at one point? Oh, yeah. Beanie Babies were all the craze.
I do. You know what I hated is being when they started separating the genders, and you either got the boy toy or the girl toy.
Yeah, you had like the Barbie or the G.I. Joe.
Yeah, the girl toys were always stupid, and I hated getting
them. It was like the Polly Pocket versus Mighty Max thing. Like,
I always
Mighty
had
Max
to...
had cool adventures. Polly Pocket was like going shopping.
Yes. I always had to make sure to explain to the people at the counter, I don't want the stupid girl toy. No pink. There better not be any pink in my box.
No, I mean...
That was not on purpose.
Jesus.
My favorite... And I just thought of this yesterday, because I was thinking on this real hard. My favorite one was the Alf hand puppets that you got from Burger King.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh my god, yes. They had some of them had little like football jerseys on them, or there was like a surfer one. They were just all...
I had the surfer one.
Yeah. Those were the coolest.
I never got those. I never really went to Burger King much as a child. I did have a lot of McDonald's toys, though.
Yeah.
I think my favorite McDonald's toy was from that Mario promotion I was talking about, mostly because of a story that occurred on family vacation with it. There was the Mario with the raccoon suit, like, suction cup, that thing with the spring, so it would jump after a couple seconds.
Yeah!
The thing is, my sister's an idiot. And she took the thing and put it in her mouth with the suction cup down, and it got stuck. So she's sitting there freaking out because her mouth is around this giant Mario suction cup as it's, like, stuck down. And she's like, woo, woo, woo. And then
hey,
she thinks...
How's that fucking possible?
And no,
how the suction cup...
No, because the suction cup stayed because there was moisture in her mouth for way longer than it should have. And it, like, made a seal. So she got stuck and couldn't get it out. But then she started giggling and laughing. And as she started laughing, the thing sprung out of her mouth and just went flying across the car. And she was not happy because I'm sure that did not feel good as that thing went wah, out of your mouth. So that was my favorite toy just for witnessing that story.
Yeah. No, so I still have them because I have everything Transformers.
Clearly, looking at this room.
No, was the they looked like a
GoBots?
Food product.
No, yes.
They almost put
the little like burger thing.
Yes. Damn, GoBots.
Oh my god.
No, yes. there's like two burgers or something. I had the
Big Mac one.
Or there's like a fry that like turned. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. That was the first iteration of them, and there was like two versions. Like mm-hmm. there's point two. However, there was also
point two or 2.0.
Version two.
There we go.
Fuck off. But what we also had was these ones that transformed into kind of like dinosaurs.
Yes.
Those are some badass because the hardest one to find was the hotcakes tray that turned into the pterodactyl. Like,
I think I had that as a child. I think it was in my Lego box.
No, I still have them, and I just don't want to get up because I'm too lazy to go to...
No one can see them anyways.
Yes. Yeah, but no, I want to show you guys, but I think you guys have seen them as well.
I had these as a child. I remember them vaguely. You're bringing back a lot of childhood memories right now.
Changeables is what they were called.
Really?
Yes.
Did you Google it?
I just Googled it. Yay, internet.
No, she just knew that because she knows more than you, Derek, on shit like this.
McDino changeables and then yes. just the regular changeables.
No, but those are so fucking cool.
Did you get like a chicken McT-Rex? Like...
Oh, yeah, because there's a McNugget one. I mean, some of those were hard to find. You know what was awesome? My mom used to work at McDonald's.
Oh.
She brought home shit for us all the time. Like, I remember there was a... Because now, like I said...
Now I know where his obsession with toys came from.
No, I mean, because it is choking hazards. Like, now it is like a freaking block that looks like a car, but it doesn't even have wheels because the wheels might snap off. Mm. I mean, there used to be, you know... Hot Wheels cars and shit that you could launch off of shit, but like, oh my god, I don't even know if they have toys anymore.
Do you remember that creepy, way back in the day with McDonald's, they had that creepy random moon guy that was like Ray Charles, and they had toys based off of that?
Yeah.
It's like a marketing
they
promo.
Had, they had little, oh, they were in yeah, like little race cars. Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Creepy.
Moon no, head. But one of the things that I remember that my mom, we got the whole set was, it was because we love Muppet Babies, was they had a Muppet Babies promo. And a couple of the people were, like, because they were connected to a little spring mechanism that could make the cars go flying and race. But, like, I know Kermit, and I know Miss Piggy, and I think Gonzo. But, like, they all look kind of like they were riding a motorcycle, like imagining just making the move of... You're riding a motorcycle, and I hope people, if they're listening, all of a sudden did the move of, like, looking, like, how does that... Oh, yeah, I know how that is. And they could interchange, and they could switch from their vehicles, and it was cool. And that was one iteration, but, like, we had a bunch of those. Oh, no, because I was thinking those ones, I think, could all switch, but then it was Fraggle Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Because Fraggle Rock toy... Do you see how we're just talking about shit that was cool back just, in the
like,
day?
We've gone on an epic, like, 15-minute tangent right now, and it's pretty solid.
Toys were clearly important to all of our childhoods.
Well, no, not only important, but, like, cool and cheap to get. Because, yeah. I mean, you could get
all your parents
shit.
Had to do was feed you some death food.
Right. $1.99 McBurger.
Yeah, some fries. Tiny little soda.
Because, you know, I mean, I guess... So if we're going to really judge and look at it, really McDonald's had a lot cooler, more awesome shit than the rivals Burger King.
Yes, except for the Elf puppets.
You couldn't get a crown at McDonald's, though.
Or...
I know. That was fucking sweet. I did love... You can still get crowns.
Do you guys remember when Pizza Hut used to give you... Was it Pizza Hut? They gave you movies with your pizzas?
Nope.
Yep. Because you can.
Yep. So I got Mr. Mom, I think, was one of them that they...
No, Turtles was one of them. Well, because they used to have Book It. Because I think, actually, you still can have Book It. I mean, I guess I don't have kids. But we would... I mean, I love reading.
Where you kept track of what you read.
Yeah, and then you turned it into your teacher, and then they would give you, like, if you... Because you had to do it within, like, I think, a certain amount of span of time. But then if you read... all four books or you read all these things, then you got the personal pan pizza. But if you came up short, or like the tier three was like breadsticks, but like you get like a drink or a fountain drink, and I think two books was like a salad. What kid wants a fucking salad?
No,
but we were good readers. I remember one time though, I was so pissed because I forgot to read a book one week and I didn't get that, and my brother did though, because goody two shoes him. So when we went
shit
that
on
week,
Matt night.
Yeah. So poor man. I think I cried. I think my mom just bought me a personal pan pizza or something because, like, fuck off. I'm the oldest, and I want... But, I mean, yeah, childhood is awesome, and I love being awesome, because everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Everything's cool when you're part of a team, like yeah. we are.
Aww.
Aww.
You know what's also cool, being part of a team? Football teams! Because, I mean, we already talked kind of like mechanical shit, but, I mean, you can be nerdy, like... Football
yeah,
team.
Fantasy football is D&D for jocks.
Well, yeah, so. You know, cosplay. They cosplay, they go to the football games, they dress up.
And I think we talk about this all the time, but I mean, Super Bowl. I mean, and we should have been really planning and thinking ahead of time, but I mean, fuck it. I mean, it is around Super Bowl time, and I mean, when this posts, Super Bowl would already have happened. But... imagine a sweet-ass fucking team, and we're going to have to write this down so that next year we don't repeat it or even do the same thing, but, I mean, imagine a sweet-ass superhero football team. I mean, of course it'd win, I mean, against anyone, because...
any normal team.
Except for the Lions, because, I mean, this would be the universe where the Lions fucking win against, somehow, the odds.
So we're talking pure fantasy here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pure fantasy. And guess what? I mean, I say this because I am going to fucking say, I don't even think there's a superhero who could beat Calvin Johnson. Let's just say that right there. Calvin Johnson is on the superhero team. And in fact, we're going to make him Megatron. I mean, we're just going to fucking put his brain as an AI because he wants to be, you know, a Transformer. So, yeah. There's that. There's pick number one.
I mean, he... too bad he just retired. I know. But, oh,
yeah, you lost face. Me on that.
The Lions are real good at killing careers.
Yeah.
They have killed more legends than Randy Orton. But there's a wrestling reference for everyone out there. I think you could have a really devastating running back duo if you had Quicksilver and Flash in the backfield. Just think about that.
So
just hand them the ball, and they'd be in the end zone already.
Even if they couldn't, like, what if they couldn't use their powers to their fullest extent?
Then I'm going to put someone like the Thing back there and just have them plow through the entire...
Yeah.
But I think Thing and, like, Hulk would be real good offensive linemen.
And just think big guy, and... I mean, you just got to think of, like, Blob. Some tier level, like, who can block. Yep.
Blob.
He
Blob
is, would be... I mean...
He doesn't stand there. People bounce off him. It's fine.
Actually, no, best running back. Because I was going to say... I was just thinking, like, Juggernaut is huge and could, but I mean, no, he's unstoppable, so fucking give him the ball.
Juggernaut is the running back?
Yeah.
He's the Juggernaut, bitch. He's just going to plow right through.
But who else can we get? Like, who's got a good arm? Who's good at...
I mean, Gambit could throw charge footballs and just blow up the other team if they caught it. That'd be fine.
Yeah,
just,
purposely throw. No. I mean, he doesn't have to touch it. I mean, he could... No, I guess he physically has to touch it,
it's
but...
Connecticut.
He'll have... Here, I'm just thinking of this. He will be kicking freestyle, which would probably hurt his fucking foot when he kicks it. But, I mean, he only has to do it once because he kicks it, kinetic energy, as a fucking punt. But, I mean, then they catch it. And it even if explodes. They fair catch it, yep, explodes them. That'd be kind of cool.
That's a fun thought.
Spider-Man, you guys, 100%. He has Spidey sense.
He'd be a good wide receiver. He can know someone's coming across the middle at him.
No! He would just fucking catch it, because, I mean, sticky web
fingers. Well, yeah, sticky web... Yeah, he's got, like, the original stick-em, his creepy web hands. And if it was too far out of his reach, he could just use some webbing and just grab the ball out of the sky. Think about that. It's kind of cheating, but awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we got to... We got to have this in the realm of reality, folks. I mean, come on.
You could put Venom at tight end and have a similar similar type thing. Big guy that can block, but also has the ability to reach out and, like, make a net for the ball if he has to catch it. I think that'd be a solid offensive player choice.
Okay. So we haven't really thought of, like, a good quarterback, but, I mean, I guess, I mean, now I'm just thinking of, like, quarterbacks get the chick. So it'd be
Superman.
Probably Captain, no, it'd be Captain America. Actually, Superman.
We've totally stuck to all Marvel.
I don't know, Superman's the all, like, the quarterback's always that all-American boy position.
Yeah.
And Superman is kind of that, even though he's not American whatsoever.
Captain America falls under that
Captain America
too.
Could also, yeah. They could be on opposing teams.
Yeah.
Captain America versus Superman for the...
I know, I'm sorry. I'm cracking myself up, but I mean, it is kind of funny. The Water Boy, Aquaman.
Oh.
I knew that'd get you giggly. I mean,
you gonna put, like, Wonder Woman as a cheerleader?
Oh,
of course.
No, she'd be on the team.
Was what? I mean, we're trying not to be sexist, but I mean, I guess football is a man's sports because you don't see.
She can play in the Lingerie playing. Football League.
They she could. They fucking.
They play legit football.
They do.
Lingerie football? Have you ever watched that? They beat the shit out of each other.
They do, yes.
But, I mean, who else could be a cool football person?
Who could play wide receiver? I mean, we got Spider-Man playing wide receiver. You could have... God, who can jump?
Who can jump?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't know.
I know.
Who's the only person that comes
to... Or someone that could fly. You could use a human torch or something. You could jump up and grab the ball.
No, I mean, that's 100% cheating because, I mean, you do have to have your feet on the ground, I guess, when you're running... But, I mean, it'd be cool if you're all of a sudden thinking you're going to fall out of bounds, but then, you just...
I feel like Batman would have good instincts as a wide receiver. He may not be the fastest, but he always has a plan for everything.
Who?
Batman.
Batman.
No, he's a coach.
He could be a coach.
He has a plan for everything.
He would be a good coach.
So he's a good coach.
I mean, if we're going somebody who looks realistic, you could throw Luke Cage in there. He's
an unstoppable force, too.
Unstoppable force. I don't know... positions.
But. I almost feel like we probably should have done a little more thinking before this.
It's fun winging
before...
it.
This, that would have not aided me at all.
It's like, superhero.
I mean, because guess what? I mean, you know who the best lineman is? Galactus. I mean, come on, he just puts his foot down.
The field is blocked.
Get away, or get around that. Oh, good, I mean, yeah, we are fucking picking a lot of Marvel. We shouldn't, because I was going to say, then you know who's a good wide receiver catcher? Mr. Fantastic, because, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
He can stretchy. Just catch the ball wherever. I mean, he would be just waiting in the end zone, take a fucking, like, handoff, and then, or he would just take the handoff
so reach
and
the
then,
ball over.
Yeah, reach it and pull
reach
over.
The ball over the pile, or he could squirm, like, through the pile.
Yeah.
I mean, let's think of some other superheroes that are cool at sports.
Okay.
I mean, I guess we do show our affinity of what we like more. And people have always said that we're more
I think
Marvel.
Iron Man would be tough to tackle.
No, I'm trying. Shut up. That's fucking Marvel, you dumbass.
You want me to go outside?
I mean, that's what. Yeah. I mean, have I not been fucking saying that?
Okay.
Outside the box.
Rick Grimes just shoot people on the field. That'd be fine. Negan, just run through. He's a big
he
guy.
He is Plow not through. A good wide
I think
receiver.
Negan
because
would be better
one.
At baseball.
He might be. You might be right. Negan might be a good baseball player. As long as the ball looks like Glenn.
Oh. Wah, wah.
And I killed
you know,
everyone.
Who would not be good at baseball or anything is Glenn.
Oh,
no.
But he's good at the pitcher's mound.
He'd be a real good home plate. Just tap the bat on it over and over again.
Oh, my.
Lucille!
We're getting into so many sports. Okay, actually, this is our mission. But this is not going to be a one-week mission because we're going to fucking forget. But we are going to make some fucking teams. And we're going to make some fucking teams. And we're going to have some battle royales. I mean, sports. I mean...
Do you want to do another March Madness bracket?
So wait, are we talking... We're going to... We're gonna make sports teams out of superheroes?
Yeah, you like a starting five in basketball?
Like a superheroes team. I mean, they're going to be so fucking cool. I mean, they're going to fucking, like... They're going to get some
You're
revenge
so
sometime. Yeah, no, because, I mean, we're going to make up wholly our own. They're going to, like, get some revenge. I mean, they might almost avenge things. I mean... We're going to come up with our own concept of Avengers.
You lost me.
I think he lost himself somewhere along the line.
I'm out. This is a hot mess.
I concede already to this contest.
Okay. But before going on to other news and thoughts, I mean, we do have to say congrats. I mean, I can't believe
Broncos
beat the
Panthers.
I mean, it was a well fought out game, I guess, but with a score of
24-10.
It was a
pretty lopsided game throughout.
So congrats
to the Broncos,
to the Super Bowl winners. Because, I mean, guess what? We are just good predictors because, I mean, we obviously did pre-record this to the Super Bowl, but we're so fucking good, we know the Super Bowl score and the winners and how it was. Because, I mean, you totally did not think anything of fucking slicing and shit right there. So, yeah.
Such a mess.
That was and so Lynn's weird.
Is cracking up because of how fucking awesome.
Yes.
Retro. How the fuck did that happen? Magic. But
Tony's a pre-dog.
And how it was awesome sounding, but yeah.
This is what Tony's like when he gets like when he's not just post hangover.
Yeah, he had to actually work today, so yeah, he's got a little energy
full of versus energy.
Showing up like half fucking dead every morning.
Yeah. Oh.
So, should we transition to some booze and books?
I'm good with booze.
No.
No?
No?
Not yet?
I think he's I think Tony's already transitioned to some booze.
You got some Kickstarter action you want to talk about first?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, go for it.
Well, I have one that I want to mention, and it is from a good friend of the show, Casey Pierce. She is coming out with it's not her first book, because she's had prose
mm-hmm.
novel come out. But this, I believe, is going to be a comic series called Nora. It's, as of right now, I think it's just gone, it's been 3 days, and her goal was 500, and she's already up over 1,000.
It took 13 hours to meet the goal, so that's awesome, everybody that already pledged for it.
Yeah. And they're already past their first stretch goal, and so they're well on their way to their second stretch goal of $1,500, but there's lots of cool shit that you can get, if you pledge $15, and then it goes all the way up to...
I think it was like $100.
Yeah. So she's writing, the art's by Sean Seal, this is put out by Source Point Press, so go to Kickstarter, look up Casey Pierce, look up Source Point Press,
look up Nora,
go to our Facebook page, there's a link to it on there, go to Kickstarter and throw some money at it, because you will not be sorry, that woman is an amazing writer.
I mean, because, yeah, I mean, it's already funded, but let's give them some more money.
Some more cool stuff. Well,
they're stretch goals. I think the...
Casey's super cool, so...
She is cool.
No, but do you know how long it took to fund it?
13 hours.
Yeah.
We just said that.
No, but I mean... What?
It was 13 hours.
It took 13 hours to be fully funded.
No, I mean, I was... Okay, I was gonna have a whole fucking... I had a whole sentence. It was a rhetorical question. I mean... I didn't want you to really fucking answer
but
that.
But I knew, because I'm a knowledge
No,
vault.
But I mean... No! I shouldn't have paused as
that
long.
That was a really long pause.
Yeah, because I was going to be like...
You had me waiting in anticipation.
Can I say? Because you know how long
it Patient.
Took to fund it? Because you're so fucking awesome, it's already funded, but or something of that nature. I didn't want a fucking answer.
Well, I was excited. Bags. It was had 30 days and it took 13 hours. That's fucking sweet for Kickstarter.
I didn't want your answer, and I didn't want anything else because I was going to keep saying of how awesome it is, but...
Casey, we apologize that Tony's a moron right now, but...
Well,
moron for what? I knew it. It was already fucking funded. I heard you guys already fucking say the answer to that.
Man, oh my God, Tony.
You went from a Smash
right
Hulk
now.
To a fired up.
So, yes, it's funded, but help them get to their stretch goal. You'll get an awesome piece of concept art by Sean Seal. It's autographed by him, plus all the other stuff that you'll get when you pledge.
Is that
yeah,
cool?
So, I mean, you should really go fund that one just because you should totally get that.
Yes.
Were you going to say something else?
I was going to say there's some cool stuff in there. Like Dan Doherty has a sketch that you can get a print of if you pay, I think it's like $15.
Yeah. Jay Fosgate.
There's Jay Fosgate. Yeah. Jason Westlake has one there too. Mm-hmm. So all the cool people that we know from cons all have kind of pitched in on this.
A little bit of our con family there. Yeah. So we may be a little bit partial, but we wouldn't love them if they weren't awesome. So
exactly.
That's that Kickstarter. Did you have one?
Yes. Another Kickstarter that is totally needing your help. I mean, please, let's help fund this because I totally want this to be funded. I mean, because, it already is funded. God, I'm so drunk today.
You are. Yes, you are pulling a Linz right now. Yep. Oh my god.
I'm a total
Did
Linz.
You eat dinner?
I'm a prostitute. What?
Hello.
I hate being sober right now.
Did you eat dinner?
Nope.
That explains a lot.
Is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shadows of the Past board game? I just need to shut up. But, I mean, it is already funded. But it is a little bit more of a Kickstarter. Because, I mean, you do have to pay $90 for the game.
Sweet baby Jesus, that's an expensive Kickstarter.
I'm not even going to explain more of the game. I mean, it's a fucking Ninja Turtles game.
Right. And it's being put out by Kevin Eastman.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it is based on the IDW property of the Ninja Turtles, so it's not going to be like
80s cartoon Ninja Turtles.
Or baby, what they have on now, Nickelodeon. It's going to be...
Or Michael Bay, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, or shitty. You're going to want to say, give me money and I'll take this game maybe.
Right.
But yeah, it's a fucking awesome game. I mean, it is already funded, so it is going to be made. $90 is a little steep, but I mean, do you really want to miss out on the next Secret Hitler type game? I mean, because that's another game that was awesome that thank god my brother bought. So
I've gotten a couple cool things off Kickstarter. I mean, yeah. Obviously there was
was it you that also got Secret Hitler? Or
I didn't get Secret Hitler. I have Exploding Kittens and a few other ones.
Yes,
of course everyone funny. And their fucking mother got Exploding Kittens because it's hilarious.
My buddy who got Exploding Kittens, who we tried to play, we're playing and I go, no, that's not how you play. And they're like, no, that's what I read. I go, here, I got the fucking instruction in front of me. I've played this before. This type. Oh, that makes so much more sense. I go, yeah, when you play it the correct way, it makes so much more sense.
The Not Safe for Work deck is hilarious, too, with boob wizards.
No, but then here's the thing, though. I also seriously didn't really look at the cards, though. And then I was like, holy shit, that's a cat penis. Holy shit, that's another penis with a cat.
Apparently all Tony.
Holy shit!
A cat penis and a penis with a cat.
No, but I'm saying on the pictures of the cards of Exploding Kittens. Because have you played that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so you don't know what you're fucking talking. So shut the fuck up.
No, I was just wondering if there was a difference between a cat penis and a penis with a cat.
Whichever one's most prominent.
Okay.
It's the only thing I get. And Tony's slow descent into drunkenness. And not so slow, I guess.
I'm jealous right now. I am actually too.
I am
super
stone
jealous.
Cold sober and just want to go home now and get drunk because of you, Tony.
Yeah. We have more.
I think things. That. Do we? Or should we just segue into booze and or a book?
Oh, no. I mean, I was just talking to myself. I mean,
let's do that. Let's do. Okay. So, moving on. Booze
so
and a book.
So, booze and a book, since this has derailed. We're a little bit behind on the times, mostly because of our hatred of Lucifer lately and the shitty-ass TV show that it has become.
That we're not talking about
this week. But we are going to... Our book this week is going to be the Lucifer new series from Vertigo. Number 2 came out, I think, a week ago, maybe 2 weeks.
I think it was last week.
Really, really fucking good if you read the original comic series. In this issue, he went back to hell.
Okay.
And I figured the perfect thing to pair with a visit to hell is Deschutes Habanero Sculpin.
Who are you going to shoot?
Deschutes, the brewery. Habanero Sculpin, because it's hot as hell. Sometimes you have to have an IPA, you get the hoppy burn, and then you get the habanero burn, because habaneros hurt. So I imagine going to hell would be hot and hurt.
Yes.
So I feel this is a perfect beer pairing for this book when you're reading it.
And that beer sounds awful, but Lucifer's not, so pick
exactly,
it up.
Pick up Lucifer. Support something Lucifer that isn't shit. Thanks, Fox.
Well, I think...
No! Fuck Fox. For that one cool thing. Thanks, Fox, for the X-Files.
Yes. This week's episode was so good.
So fucking awesome good.
I loved it. I know some people were really upset about it since it's a six episode series, but there always was that
episode series, and they're like, no, this has nothing to do with what we just watched in the two previous
but
series.
But that always
happened. Did you watch the other two?
No, we haven't watched anything. We talked about this last week.
The X-Files.
Oh my god, Linz. Is this how we do fucking conversations? Is I ask questions and you're like,
No, we already talked about this, so fuck off and then not have conversations. No, I was trying to lead a conversation. Just like when I was trying to do the whole fucking thing with Casey's Kickstarter, and you guys just give me the answer and break my train of thought before.
I don't think it's that hard.
I don't.
To break my train of thought, I heard to just fucking...
That train derailed like 30 minutes ago.
I'm still watching the old series.
Oh, well, then you probably know at this point that every like 6-7 episodes, there's a random-ass episode that has nothing to do with anything that's hilarious.
Well, that's what Supernatural's like that.
Also...
Asshole. No, I mean there were other
offshoot episodes.
Yeah, offshoot episodes. That was the correct word. But then there was also funny episode,
like Humbug or Jose Chung's from Outer Space. This episode was hilarious the whole way through.
It was the most awesome. I mean, when I first watched it, I go, holy shit, so they're totally getting back into all the theories of how this is going to be a government conspiracy. And then nope, it wasn't.
A whole episode about totally Mulder losing his ability to believe in anything and being a crazy lizard monster after he just said there are no more monsters because they're all fake.
Totally lost my fucking shit when he was starting to describe him and Skull. Because I was like... Okay, yeah, you know what? Everything he is saying, which isn't what they already showed in the episode, I'm totally believing him. Because this is totally how 100% has to be. And then I'm like, holy fuck, he truly got it on with Scully because, I mean, everything else he said. And then when Mulder goes, that didn't fucking happen without the F-bomb because it's Fox. And then he goes, but, I mean, awesome fucking episode.
Especially great with the cell phone place scene when he's selling the phone, just muttering random things. And I was like, I used to do that when I sold phones. Mm. And people will believe whatever you say because they are stupid sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was good.
That was good.
Totally awesome. So thank you, Fox, for bringing back X-Files. But here's the thing. I was also thinking, like, this is how they're... Because I want them to be not a 6-part episode.
Right.
I would love with however this ends, because they obviously have a beginning, middle, and end, to totally say, you know what? Let's do more.
Well, I surprise. Think that's
and
already...
then we're doing this to say, guess what? They're not going to be always fucking grandiose. We're going to have some like this. But I'm going to be like, fuck yeah, have more like this. But going back to what you originally were saying is there are people that are bitching about it.
Like, did you not watch? You probably didn't watch the original series and know that some of the best X-File episodes were the ones that were just offshoots
that then became more later on.
Exactly.
No, that wasn't going to be the only thing I was going to say. Thank you, Fox. Fuck you, Fox, for Lucifer. I already said what I was going to say that I would never mention that again, and I have never mentioned that already in this podcast, except for now.
I think that's the end of the podcast today.
I think it's time for...
I was trying to think of how I was going to do it. Learn to hand jive, baby.
What did you say? To hand job?
Did you say hand jive or hand job?
I think he said hand job.
It sounded like hand job.
Tony wants you guys to learn hand job.
Tony's going to do the hand job, baby.
And that's our final thought for the day. Learn to hand job, baby.
I think Tony was trying to talk about Grease Live and how amazing the production was, but instead he got talking about hand jobs and ruined it for everyone.
Thank you, Fox, for Grease hand jobs.
For greasy hand jobs.
That is my final thought.
So I have a final quote for tonight, which is strange because I never have a final thought because I have no thoughts. It is a Batman quote, and I think it's very fitting. All men have limits. They learn what they are and learn not to exceed them. I ignore mine.
Batman.
Stay thirsty.
For toys.
For justice.
For Tony's drunk ass.
For hand jobs.
For hand jobs. Please press stop.
Holy shit.
No, that is definitely Tony's slow descent into drunkenness is the title.
It reminds me of that.
Yeah, stop, so we're still recording.
Holy shit. He sounds like a gremlin when
I know. Don't feed him after midnight.
stuff.
Okay, now I have.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't.